Curious about channeling and whether you can do it? Worried about what might come through or if you'll end up in that awkward moment where nothing comes through? In this episode of Spiritual AF Sundays, we're bringing on Dawn Katie, success guide, intuitive, certified holistic therapist, and owner and founder of Alleviate Pain, to discuss what channeling is, what it isn't, and how to go through the process of connecting with the spirit world. It's not just theory, though. She actually goes through a channeling session with us. What spirit wants to tell us is pretty profound. It's time to grab your favorite beverage, sit in your favorite chair, and get ready for this week's episode of Spiritual AF Sundays. You are perfection. Messages from Spirit with guest Dawn Katie. You're listening to Spiritual AF Sundays, created and hosted by The Mystic Geek. If you're looking to explore intriguing questions about the meaning of life and our place in the universe, then you're in the right spot. We dive into topics often discussed as sound bites on social media and take a deeper look, whether it's woo topics like astrology and mysticism, or seemingly mundane matters like technology and politics, we cover it all. We explore our own thoughts and beliefs, talk to experts, and uncover hidden meanings. These fascinating areas of exploration can help us question ourselves and better understand our world. Ready to grow and explore in your spiritual journey? We're glad you can join us. It's time to start your week off by being spiritual AF. And welcome back, listeners. Today we have Dawn Katie with us with a channeled message. Dawn, I am so glad to have you here today.
A pleasure being here. How are you, Jess?
I am doing good, doing good. So my listeners are curious. Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
As you said, my name's Dawn Katie. I live in Australia, but I'm obviously not Australian. I'm from England originally. I'm from the north, a place where Yorkshire pudding was invented.
Oh, wow.
That's what we're famous for, Yorkshire pudding. So I moved to Australia, well, it'd be about 16 years ago. And I had no idea what I was going to experience moving here. So I moved to Australia with an Englishman, ended up marrying an Australian, had no idea I was going to get married, didn't want children, ended up getting married and having a child. So that was just not on my radar at all. And unfortunately, I would be tested. When I was 11 weeks pregnant, I went into kidney failure. So they thought that I was going to lose my baby. So I was in hospital for about a week or two. I think it was about 9 or 10 days to help me be able to keep the pregnancy. Now this, I'm sharing because this is where the channeling kind of really started and what channeling means. I was 11 weeks pregnant. I had a little bit of a bump. I was one of those women that showed early, so I couldn't hide it at work. People knew that I was pregnant when I was about 9 weeks. And when I was in hospital, I put my hand on my stomach. I was like, we've got this. We're going to get through this. And I just heard the name Alfie. And I'm like, where did that come from? Didn't think anything of it. And then I spoke to my husband because he was working away at the time in the mines. It's a big thing in Australia, working in the mines, which he quit. Because we know that mining is not very good for the planet now. We've awakened to that. But in any case, I said to him, I said, we're going to call our son. It's a boy. He's like, how do you know it's going to be a boy when it's a boy? And he's going to be called Alfie. And my husband's like, I don't like that name. It must be something that we discuss. I'm like, listen, he's called Alfie. And I couldn't explain it. So I couldn't turn around and go, the child has named himself and he's a boy and he's called Alfie. Like, that's not how it was. I just went, no, it's Alfie. And it was like, I couldn't even contemplate or look at any other name. It was like it was decided and it was so weird. It was just so strange. And that's kind of a funny way of how the channeling started. So I was like, okay, that's interesting. Did he name himself or did that come from somewhere? I had no idea where it came from. I just went with it. So that was then basically the journey. It was a horrendous journey. I was 5.5 months pregnant and I slipped, left disabled, so I couldn't walk. So I'm pregnant with a big belly and I can't walk. And then not knowing and understanding the medical community, I just followed blindly. They put me on some drugs which were very dangerous for a woman that's in her third trimester. That could have actually killed our son. So this is the second attempt of him having to prove that he's worthy of coming through. And yeah, I got through the journey. I went through anxiety, depression, suicidal thoughts, plotting my own. And I know that this sounds intense, but I want for you to know that no matter how low you get, we actually all have this inner guidance. And that's what channeling is. Okay, so some people channel external beings or whatever it is. Some people channel their voice changes, they're going to these states and they're rocking or their eyes are closed. That's not how I channel. The way that I channel, I believe that every single human being is able to do it. And it's the highest version of yourself. Okay, so it's like your higher self. So all these dreams that we have of what we want, and we have this voice that goes, nah, you can't do that. There's no way you can do that. Don't be ridiculous. It's that voice that gives you your dreams that says to you, why don't you do this? So why don't you set up a business? And then you've got that part of you, which is the ego that goes, nah, you can't do that. It's too hard. You'll fail at it. Who's going to want to come and see you? You're not going to be any good as a practitioner or a healer or whatever it is that you decide to go into business. So that's the ego that's fighting this highest version of yourself that's telling you what your heart wants. So that's what I channel, and I channel that for people as well. So I'm able to, through connecting with my higher self connects with another person's higher self. They can't access it because we've been led to believe that we're not powerful and we're powerless. And if we believe that, it's really hard to connect to your higher self. Okay. So I'm hoping that's explained that, yeah, there's some channeling that's weird. And like, even I look at it and go, the voice has changed. They're not even themselves. They're rocking back and forth. Their eyes are closed. It's not like that. This is channeling of your higher self that's giving you signs. It's like your intuition, okay? But rather than a feeling, it's a voice that comes through. Or it's writing and it takes over and writes for you. So that's the channeling.
I'm familiar with what you're talking about, being able to sense another person's higher self and being able to speak it. And for me, I'm not sure what it feels like for you, but for me, it's almost, I don't want to say I'm high, but it's like that weird dreamy buzz that I feel when those messages come through and it ends up having it where it resonates so well with other people. But for me, I'm hoping I'm not mixing up my words as I'm talking. Because it's basically, I'm getting this stuff and I'm trying to vocalize it as I'm getting it. So I'm like in this weird in-between spot of basically being messenger as I'm getting a live data dump, as it were. Is it like that for you, or how does it feel like for you?
It's slightly different. And this is why I really want people to get, we're all uniquely different how we receive it. And that's your way. It's as if it's a knowing and I'm speaking. And it's as if I already know the information, but I don't know the information. It's bizarre. It's like it's me talking and it's me knowing this information. And it's like my human, which sounds bizarre when you say that, my human is just not even there. It's kind of like my higher self drops in and starts to orchestrate the whole thing. And my human is not there. And then after the channeling, I know it's happened. I've witnessed it and I've seen it. And I don't feel it's separate, but I also know that there's no way that my human knew any of that. So it's not me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense.
Yeah, these teachings are so profound. The things that are so unique to that person that I'm like, it's not me, because I have no idea about this person as a human. I'm like, I don't know who you are from a bar of soap. Yeah, but you've come in and it's like, I know you. I know what you need to hear. And it's, yeah, that's what it feels like. I don't get the buzz though. I want the buzz. Give me the buzz.
Yeah, it's like this weird mix between the times I've been buzzed from alcohol and the times I've been buzzed from cannabis.
Yep.
My ego side starts kicking in and fighting. It's like, you sound like you're slurring your speech. You sound slower than normal. And I ask them, like, do I sound okay? Whatnot. They're like, you actually slow down in how you talk. And I'm like, okay, so that's the tell. Good to know. Let's go ahead and do this. You already shared what channeling is. So let's go ahead and share this.
Okay. So let me connect. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to ask, and I can feel in my heart. And then my ego is going, oh God, performance. So I'm sharing what's going on with me.
Yeah.
Because you know what? We're human. And when we see these people on TV and we see spiritual teachers and guides and all of that, it's like they've got their shit together and they know what they're doing. But let me tell you, they're inside and there's a human voice that's going, oh God, what if nothing comes out? What if it's not the right thing? What if people have tuned out, switched off? All of that's playing out. And what I find is when you give that a voice, you're not running away from it. You're not fearing it. Therefore, it has no control over you. Okay. This is why I'm sharing this. When you face your fears by verbalizing or writing them out or sharing them with someone, they have no power over you. So then you can then put that aside. If you're wanting to channel your higher self, that's what you would do. You go, okay, I'm going to close my eyes. I'm going to connect. I'm ready to receive whatever it is that I need to receive. And then there it goes. The ego goes, you can't do this. You've never done this before. Who do you think you are doing? Whatever narrative comes up for you, I just want you to take a deep breath and go, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. Okay, well, yeah, you know what? This is true. I've never done it before. It might not come out right. Nothing might come out. Might have to do this a few times. Have a conversation with it. Don't be scared of it. Don't fear it. Don't shut yourself out. It's just a part of your brain that's going, this is new. This is weird. What if this is true? What's going to change in our lives? Are people going to think that we're insane? Am I insane? Have I lost my mind? Who am I talking to? Who's coming through me? It's reasonable questions that your brain have. We're in a three-dimensional world where everything is just linear. But the truth is, we have another part of us that's living a different life. There's a part of us that goes beyond the senses. And we're accessing that part that's something that many of us haven't accessed before. So the brain wants to know, is it safe? Are you going to be okay? Are you going to come out of this okay? Or are we going to die? And it's irrational. I know it's irrational, but it's a child part of you that's been made wrong so many times. That's been told, oh, wrong. That's not right. That's not good enough. And we've believed it. So it's going to come up and it's going to say things to you and you're going to get scared. Or you might not even get scared and go, you know what? I'm just going to do it. Who cares? However this turns out for you is perfectly fine. Okay. Whatever comes through me is fine. It's perfect. Someone needed to hear it. I have no expectation that this is going to be life-changing for everyone because if I do, my ego is involved and therefore it's not pure of heart. It's me trying to perform. Remember when I said, can I have that buzz? I'm getting buzz in my arms now. I've never had that before. This is a lesson of be careful what you ask for. This is good, but sometimes we ask for stuff and it comes and we go, I never asked for that. And yeah, you probably did at some point. You're just allowing it to come through. What you channel, you've got to be clean and clear. You've got to be working on those emotions, okay? Because a channel can't come through and the information can't come through if you're in this emotional despair, confusion, fear. It can't come through. You can't hear it because of the noise in your head, okay? So for many people, they've got to take some breaths. So you might be wanting to take 10 or 12 breaths, really relax into it and just go, what will be. If it happens, it happens. And you just relax into it. Now I've got tingling in my hands. Okay. And I can still feel a little bit of anxiety performance. Oh, I've got to perform. What if nothing comes through? That's coming through now. So I'm just talking through the process. And then I'm struggling to breathe. So you just breathe into your stomach. Did not expect that this is how this was going to go, Jess. I had no idea that this is what I was going to do. But obviously, this is about me teaching people how to channel. And this is what's coming through. They're going, we need to teach people to channel. This is the message that's coming through now. People need to know their powers. They need to know how powerful they are. They've got to understand that it's not just certain human beings that are chosen to have this skill. You all have the skill. You always had the skill. Don't deny the skill. Allow it to come through. And it'll come through beautifully and perfectly for you and however you are. Your personality drives how you channel. There is nothing about perfection that is true. There is no perfection. You are perfection, is what they're saying. Okay. Whoever it is, I don't know who it is. Don't need to know who it is. It feels right. Feels ease when it's coming through. I'm like, oh, this feels nice. This feels true. This feels authentic. Because yeah, it's right. Everybody has the opportunity to delve into who they truly are. Everyone has the opportunity. You've got to give it to yourself. Don't deny it. They just keep saying, don't deny the truth of who you are. harness your power. Feel into your power. Know you are powerful beyond measure. Take back the courage. So they're saying that the courage is being given away. You've given your courage away to your peers, to your family, your friends, whoever it is. Teachers is coming up. You've given a lot of your power away to your teachers at school that had you conform that this is how a human being is meant to be, how you're supposed to show up in the world. Rigid schedules. You've got to do this. Comply. It's not true. You know exactly what you need to do. You know exactly what you need to do. And when you access this guidance tool within you, which is your intuition that you're feeling you got, and you enhance that power and use that power, you will start to understand how powerful you really are. And you don't need to listen to other people. You have a full guidance system with inside of you that's taking you on the journey of life that you've already decided what you want to do. You just have to step up. And that stepping up is accessing your higher self and understanding that nothing and no one has power over you unless you decide. No one takes power from you. You give it. And you give it willingly because you've been trained to give it willingly. You've been trained to give it willingly. Now you get to decide whether you want to give it away or not. And there's no right, wrong, good or bad. It's a journey. It takes time. So close your eyes and just imagine what it feels like to be whole, what it feels like to be the true, authentic version of yourself that doesn't give a shit what anybody thinks, feels or says about you, because you know who you are. You know that you're powerful, and you also know that they are powerful too, even if they can't see it. And I want you to recollect a time where you felt so powerless, and take a deep breath and forgive yourself. You did not know what you were doing. You were scared. You were frightened. You'd lost your way, and that's okay. We all lose our way. And you command that energy to return back to you. So all of the energy that you left in that situation, circumstance, or to that person, you say, energy, I command for you to return to my body now. And I want you to feel that energy returning back into your body. Allow it to come into your field. And you will experience this, however. Some of you will see it. You will physically see the energy returning. Some of you will feel the energy returning. Some of you will just know. And some of you will feel nothing. There's no right, wrong, good or bad. There's no perfection in imperfection. You are perfection. Feel it. See it. Experience it. Know it. However it is for you is perfect. Once that energy is returned, command. I command this energy that's returned into my body to be the highest of vibrational frequency. Anything that is not for my greater good and from pure of heart and of white light, I command that it leaves my body now. And I want you to imagine, and you can imagine this however, the sun or a white disc above your head that's beaming down, and it's sending this beautiful, pure white light through your body. And as it's coming through the body, we start to see things fading away. You're releasing and letting go of any toxic relationships, any hurt, any wounds. You don't need to know what they are, but you're just trusting that it's all leaving. Anything that's ready to leave is leaving. And you allow it to come down through your head, through your throat, and you just follow it and trace it. And it'll be perfect how it unfolds for you. Some of you may be at the shoulders, some of you may be already done. Perfect. However it is for you. And I want you to just see yourself, feel yourself. Just sense that there's just this pure white light that's beaming through your body now. And all of the impurities that are ready to be released have been released. They're now going up and they're dissolving. And now you can feel your feet anchoring into the earth, and you're feeling the energy, this green energy coming up through. And that green energy is now coming up through the body. And this is grounding you to the truth of who you are in your five senses. And this green energy is coming through, and your five senses are now activated and heightened. You can taste better. You can smell. You can hear more clearly. You can feel things. You can sense things. And you ask that these five senses are enhanced to the perfect state of what you are ready to receive in the sensory world. And you allow this green energy, as you did with the white, to completely embrace and envelop your entire body. And you ask that I only receive the purest of green. And anything that is not a vibrational match to who I am becoming, I release and let it go. And just imagine that this now is dissolving into the earth. Anything that is impure and that is not for you or not ready to be released is starting to unearth. And when it's ready in perfect time, it'll start to be shown to you and release. Take a deep breath. The message that's coming through, which is something that I always use, is life is simple. It's just not always easy. You have all of the answers inside of you, but it's not always easy to trust. You have everything that you need inside of you, but it's not always easy to believe what you're hearing. Because there's so many voices that are in our head, in our body, in our heart, that it's sometimes hard to discern. You've got this. You always had this, but you're now starting to realize on a deeper level that you truly have this. Take a deep breath and say, and so it is. And this is the closing. And whenever you're ready, and take your time, because we've just upgraded your senses, so you might notice things are different, and just open up your eyes. Interesting.
Yeah, very interesting.
I could hear what was going on. I understood what was going on. And for me, the message was that we're striving for perfection when we already are perfect. That was a main takeaway from me that I've not actually heard before. Striving for perfection when we're already perfect. So that's insane behavior.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people deal with that right now.
You already have it inside of you. It's just covered. And that meditation for me was for you to remember that you are perfect, and that you, at that time, you are releasing everything, all of the noise that's ready to come up, you're releasing it. And you're releasing it to wherever, doesn't matter. Just trust that you're releasing it. And when you're connecting with Earth, we have to live in this world. You can be as spiritual as you want, but the reality is you have to pay your bills and you have to eat. You have a human body to look after. So we can't get too tied up in the spiritual. We can't get too tied down in the human experience. We have to integrate the two of them. It's not easy, but it's simple. The simple thing is to just remember that you are a soul having a human experience. And the whole purpose is to remember who you are, and who you are is magnificent and perfect. But as a human, you're not perfect and you're not magnificent. So you've got these two polarities happening, and you've got to bring them together and go, I know that I am magnificent and perfect at the core of who I am. But this human that's played out has emotions, has traumas, has all sorts of stuff, has this crazy environment. What is going on in the world? Everything's upside down. We don't know what's going on. And I've got to navigate this thinking that I'm imperfect and I'm broken and there's something fundamentally wrong with me. But the truth is, you are magnificent and you're powerful, but you're not connecting enough to that part to remind this part the truth. And we're allowing this part to play the role all of the time in our life. But if we access this part, the higher self, it goes, well, you forgot. It's all right. It's easy to forget, but you're perfect and you're magnificent. And whatever you're experiencing is not happening to you. It's happening for you. And it might be uncomfortable. It might be horrible, but you have to go through this abusive relationship. You have to go through whatever experience it is, because you're going to learn something and you're going to become more powerful, because you're not going to allow that person back in your life again. You're not going to allow someone like that to ever treat you that way again. But you have to experience that. Some of us have to experience the abuse, neglect, whatever it is that you've experienced. You had to experience it in order to not experience it again. But we become scared of it and we run away from it. And we fear it. And then guess what? We invite it in again because we've not healed from it. Yeah. What I want to say is a profound thing that I've learned on this journey is if you're yawning and burping when you're hearing me, you're releasing energy. Don't ever cover your mouth. Don't ever block it in. Don't ever swallow it. Let it out. So if you've got a yawn, you just yawn. And my clients are constantly yawning. And a lot of them are like, I'm like, no, let it out. It's old energy. It's old energy. So you hear people going, oh, yawns are contagious. It's because when you're shifting, someone else is shifting. Okay? Everything is through the nervous system. So if someone is shifting, your nervous system's like, oh, it's safer. I feel safer now because that person has lifted a trauma or something. They've released something out of their body when they yawned. And then your nervous system goes, oh, I feel more at ease. So then it releases that energy of where I had tension. It's not contagious. It's your nervous system's communicating with one another and saying to the other one, oh, I've released something. And this is what I've released. And your nervous system decides, oh, yeah, actually, I do. Yeah, I feel more at ease. Or actually, yeah, I need to release that. We don't have to work so hard at healing. It will happen. You just have to take time out. That's it. You just got to have space and intention. You got to set the intention that you're healing and allow space for the healing to come through. Don't get bogged down in the personal development industry. Trust me, I've been there, and it is fully about you're broken. There is something fundamentally wrong with you that you've got to fix. It's BS. There's nothing wrong with you. You're not broken. You're just carrying a load of crap that doesn't actually resonate the truth of who you are. That's what it is. You're carrying other people's hurts and you've decided, oh yeah, you know what? That belongs to me. Yeah, that belongs to me. And we carry all this stuff. You just got to let it go. Let it go. Let it go. As the song says.
Yeah, that song, which I thought I got out of my head, but I guess it's back in there.
I'm sorry. It's not even one that sticks in my head, but it's like ringing around. Like, okay, it's just letting go. And this is the hard thing. Letting go is hard. It is difficult because guess what? This brain of ours is so smart, is so cunning, and has the most magnificent stories. And you like buy into these stories and you're like, oh, it's so true. And you're in this rabbit hole of completely believing in the story. And then one day you go, I don't think that story is true. If you're caught up in a story of I'm not good enough, I'm not worthy, you've just got to go, I think this is a story. This is a story I'm telling myself. It's okay. Just witness it. Don't force it. Don't make it wrong. Don't have a go at it. You just go, I think this is a story. Yeah, I'm telling myself a story. Is it serving a purpose? Is it helping me? I'm not sure. Maybe, perhaps. I'll just wait to see what happens. See, now I'm releasing something. I can feel it. Okay. I can feel in my body I'm releasing something. So there's a story that I'm playing out in my life right now, and it's just gone, aha, there's a story. So guess what I'm going to do? 10 minutes after this, after we finish this interview, for 10 minutes, I'm going to sit there and I'm going to allow to come through whatever needs to come through. Do I need to see what the story is, or do I just need to let it go? That's how you do this. Okay. You allow space and intention. So my intention is going, I felt something releasing when I mentioned about storytelling. There's a story going on in my head. I'm telling myself a story. What do I need to know? That's how you heal. Okay. Think. I've not stopped talking.
I know. I was supposed to ask a question somewhere, but I feel like this has been the channeling without me even having to say anything. It's like, all right, we have a full message here. And now I am putting a note to myself once we're done. Like, I was starting to think and percolate of a story. So full disclosure for my listeners, before jumping on this, I was in a palm reading with an amazing individual whose response was, okay, this limiting belief that you have, this story that you told yourself from when you were a kid, spend some time percolating on it. Initially, it was ask my mom about some family history stuff. But I feel like as we were talking about it, it just dawned on me what that story was about. So I'll have to spend some time dwelling on it. So thank you for that cosmic clue by four through that.
It's incredible how all this works. We don't need to try. Yeah. I did not try at all. Did you hear me try at any point? I didn't. You don't try. Don't not try. It's either you do it or you don't. There is no such thing as trying. I teach this to my clients when I had pain clinics, so a bit of history. I ran pain clinics. I set them up. I created a method, a framework to help people to get control over their mind. Because if you don't control your mind, it will sabotage you. Okay. Most of us allow our mind and body to control our lives. And the truth is, it's the highest version of us who needs to be in control. Okay. So then we don't have to try. And I said to a client, this client said to me one time when I'm going to try and get out of pain. I said, you're either going to get out of it or you're not. What do you mean I'm either going to get out of it or not? I've got to try in order to get out of it. I went, no, you either get out of it or not. It's not black and white. And they're going, I don't know what you're talking about. I went, okay. You see this pen? Beautiful orange pen. So bright. I said, try and take this pen. And they took it. I went, no, you took the pen. I said, try and take the pen. I said, no, you took the pen. And they're looking at me, baffled. And they're going, what are you talking about? I said, I'll show you. That's trying to take the pen. And they're going, you're not taking the pen. No, I went, I'm attempting. I'm constantly trying to take the pen. But I can't grasp it. I can't pull it. I can't take it. That's trying. Energetically trying means attempting, but never getting anywhere. Yeah. We've got to program our minds. It's black and white in regards to making a decision. It's not, I'm going to try and eat. I'm going to try and do this. Because guess what? The brain goes, yeah, whatever. Whatever. Yeah, you attempt. You'll keep on trying and you won't get anywhere. That's how intelligent our brain is. So you've got to ensure that you are in control of your mind and body. Okay. They are supercomputers that need you to navigate them. And unfortunately, most of us have had our mind and body run our lives. I did. And that's why I ended up disabled, autoimmune, you name it, because they were in control. And I checked out. I wasn't available because most of us are being told that we're not good enough. So we hide. But we have to gain control over our mind and body, because if we don't, guess what? We're a victim of life. We're a victim of our situations and circumstances. We're just reactive. Because most of us have anxiety and fear of the future. And we're petrified of the past. So then we just keep recreating the past and fearing the future and nothing ever changes. And there's no such thing as stagnation in nature. It's the same again as trying. There's no such thing as staying the same. You're either thriving or you're dying. Stagnation is death. And you've got to understand your mind and body and go, oh, here it is, telling myself a story. Oh. And don't judge it. Just go, oh, here it is. Oh, that's interesting. Because interesting is the most powerful statement that you can ever say, because it's neutral. There's no judgment in interesting. There's no judgment in it. So the prefrontal cortex switches on and goes, interesting. What, you want me to investigate something? Curiosity. It gets excited. It's not going, oh, there's something wrong. It produces these chemicals for us to start going, oh, so this is not a dangerous thing. This is, I can get to choose whether I want to investigate it or not. That's where the power starts. Okay. Don't buy into the stories. And if you do, forgive yourself. And I think that's the whole channeling. And this is the human part of me that's going, oh, and listen, it's making sense of the channeling for those who may not have resonated with it. That's the truth. We are in control of our mind and body. We've just forgotten.
Thank you for that insight. We have been going on for quite a bit. It's been amazing. But we do have to wrap this up. Is there anything else that you want to share with our guests before we go?
Yeah, I would love to share the 6 steps of healing. So what this is a framework that I created when I set up and ran pain clinics. So I realized there's a massive epidemic. So I set up pain clinics in Australia. And what I learned from this behavior was that people don't have a framework to understand their mind or gain control of it. So this framework helps you understand the 6 steps. And they're not linear. They can move back and forth, but it gives you an understanding of 6 steps. So if you're in a place where you're like, I'm really not good, I'm not feeling good, I'm feeling out of sorts. If you understand the 6 steps, it's like a life jacket. It's like someone is throwing a raft or whatever that is for you. They're throwing it out and you can go, oh, okay, I'm in this stage. I'm in the stage of acceptance. Okay, so I need to accept this. I'm not accepting the situation. Or I'm at belief. I now need to allow my brain to create a belief that is going to help me. It helps you understand where the brain is at and where you are at so that you don't go into fear and you go, I know where I'm at. I'm good. I've got this. I'm fine. So I'd like to share that because I think that it's a really powerful way to start healing and not giving your power away to other people. It's you healing yourself through the wisdom and knowledge that you already know. And I'm just telling you what you already know. You'll know all of this information, but I'm reminding you of what you already know. Okay. Is it okay if we just drop it in show notes? Because it's so long and you're not gonna.
Yeah, that's a big thing is I love it when people have something like that. We'll make sure to include it in the show notes for people to get that information.
Awesome. That's brilliant. But yeah, that's where I would start. Honestly, if I'd have had this information channeled to me on my first journey, I would have not spent, so I've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, not far off $1 million on seeing specialists, seeing coaches, gurus, you name it, galore. And then I came back and went, it's all within me. That was an expensive lesson, but I've learned an awful lot, which allows me to be able to share. So there are no regrets.
Oh, look forward to having that in the show notes. And again, Dawn, thank you so much for this. And thank you so much for those messages. I know some of that resonated with me, and I hope it resonated with other people who are catching this episode, whether right after it's released or whenever in the future that they connect with it. So again, thank you so much for this.
Oh, you're more than welcome. It was an absolute pleasure. I love sharing. Teaching is just, lights me up inside. I love giving back. So thank you for having me.
That was a lovely discussion and message. Finding perfection in imperfection and realizing that the human experience is simple. It's just not easy. We're going to pivot over to what's coming up in the next 2 weeks. On Sunday, June 18th, we're going to talk about Litha, also known as Midsummer, what it means in the Neo-Pagan Wheel of the Year, and how you should honor and celebrate the summer solstice. On June 25th, we're going to revisit the topic of artificial intelligence. For that, we're bringing on Alex Fink, founder and CEO of Otherweb, to talk about what artificial intelligence is and how to use it for good. On that note, we're going to wrap up this episode of Spiritual AF Sundays. Remember, do or do not, there is no try. Our brains are crafty supercomputers, and if we tell ourselves that we're trying to do something, it's going to keep us in that trying mode rather than let us actually do the thing. With that, have a Spiritual AF week. Thank you for joining us for Spiritual AF Sundays. This show is hosted by the Mystic Geek, that's me. Got comments or questions from today's episode? You can either email me at jess@themysticgeek.com or send me a voice message at speakpipe.com/themysticgeek. Don't worry, I'll put the link in the show notes. Help others start off their week with a Spiritual AF Sunday by sharing this episode with them. Also, 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts help spiritual seekers find our show. So do the thing.